Today we'll explore the basic meaning of the Torah's commandments for Gentiles, which are called the seven mitzvahs for the children of Noah. There are two meanings for the Hebrew word mitzvah, commandment and also connection. The Jewish mitzvahs come in two types, positive and negative. A positive Torah mitzvah is defined as something one is commanded by God to do. A negative Torah mitzvah is defined as something one is commanded by God to not do. A common and sometimes harmless misuse of the word mitzvah is to think it is any good deed. But that leads many people to rationalize their abandonment of the Torah's commandments, while they claim to remain moral, upright, and kind people in their own estimation. Many people want to deny the truth and obligations of Torah while concentrating on doing good deeds as they see fit. But for Gentiles, the reward for proper observance of the Noahide laws with faith in their source, the Torah of Moses, is greater and even more fundamental. The true connection to the divine, which a person can effect, is accomplished through doing God's will as He has revealed it through the Moses in the commandments of the Torah. Since God is a true unity, He and His will, which the commandment fulfills, are united as one. Here's an example. God has commanded the Kohen Gadol, or High Priest, to enter the Holy of Holies during the service of Yom Kippur in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. If any other Jew would do this, God forbid, he would be liable to death for committing a grave sin, that is, transgressing a negative mitzvah. He is not allowed to enter. So the main accomplishment is not the particular action being done, but that the action is being done in accordance with God's will by the person who is so commanded. To overcome one's desire and refrain from a sinful action is also a holy accomplishment, although it involves not acting. This holy accomplishment also connects a person with God, and in an even deeper way than through a positive commandment, since it is not limited by the physical limitations of an action. A Noahide should serve the Almighty at all times, beginning with keeping the Noahide Torah laws, which are negative commandments. Beyond this, he or she can choose to lead a life of higher moral standards,